ثلاثة أفعال في البير والسن فاي الثلاثة الفاعلين علمو and then after considering this the portfolio committee decided to redraft the bill and in the in the mind of the committee now the bill is no longer the cabinet bill because it's a redraft the chamber to normally use. So we want to know what is the status now. The minister has the right to withdraw this bill, and if he has the right, but considering the portfolio committee consensus, there is a need to have this bill. Then you advise us accordingly. Thank you.
You are correct to say the bill was introduced by the minister, and after that, after the committee has been invited to the board, it has presented its own view, which is 3-2-1. But the challenge now that the committee is facing is that bill was introduced by the minister, it was not initiated by the committee, they were their own, but initially came from
of And then I also actually wanted to ask our legal team, but they have already answered the question about whether they foresee what exactly is it.
Okay, Chair, I wanted to ask the very same question, that what is it that will make the bill impossible to implement, particularly impossible to implement? Then the other one is, I think with the sectoral titles bill, we did the very same thing, because we believe that, and we know for sure that we are representing the people of South Africa, not a particular class of people.
Mm.
That is the market. We are not representing the market. We are representing the people of South Africa, which is why we did what we did here, to protect everyone, including the market, and those people on the ground. Thank you.
I think I concur with my colleagues here. You see, the bone of contention for me is that this thing is a redraft. It's not a new thing. So I find it difficult that there would be something there that makes it unimplementable or legally absurd. Unless only, as Honorable Bowman said, unless the bone of contention is the appeal process. That is the only thing. But I don't see anything that we have introduced there that makes it very much, unless you legal gurus have not been telling us what we should have been told. And again, it shows sometimes the issues of conflict of interest here.
Yes.
You know, that is the problem.
Yes.
That is the problem. So, yeah, we have to deal with that one as well.
Yeah. Because, as I'm saying, this is not legislation that we included the appeal process because of oversight issues that we face. And fortunately, these two bills were passed during his term. So he cannot claim that he does not know. Sectoral titles and Ombuds, they have got the same, so, and they were passed under his term. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to tell you the way what is your response to that. I've got so many issues today.
Thank you, Chief. From a legal point of view, I must be honest, the legal point of view is a shock as well.
proposal for the teachers, the department came up with the proposal that is currently in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit confused as to what exactly is the problem, because in fact I recall that even after the meeting, the state organizer and myself sat with the chairperson and the person from the department and asked exactly how it is that the department envisages this process of the education, who will appoint, where will this, etc. Furthermore, that draft of the appeal was done by the state organizer, and it was circulated by email between myself, the state organizer's office, and the department's office for comments. So the section that was brought to the committee was with the agreement of the department, state organizer's office, and of my office, the from Parliament. So I'm really surprised. It comes a little bit as a shock. We know that from the start, the department was saying that appeal in general is not something that they support. But that is a different aspect. And that has also been decided some time ago. It's not a recent decision. On the other aspect, the other reason given by the minister, I have to go and sit and think, what is the minister concerned about when he talks about judicial activism? And the only aspect that I could think of, and a discussion that we had with one of the department chiefs about involving ways in the community, confirmed my suspicion, what it is about. It's about the section 2 and section 3, which places certain obligations on the minister. Now, those obligations, in my opinion, are not unreasonable. They might be onerous in the sense that the minister has to do certain things, but that is only section 4.
Mm-hmm.
It is to tell the minister what must be done in a certain area.
Yeah.
It is to enable the minister to make sure the policy is being implemented.
Well, that's actually what I said, the housing.
We started afresh, they did not touch them.
Mm.
they would just say this one is not going to be considered, is not considered because it's not directly reflecting to the object. You can't say people raising concerns and then you refer people to an object as government, because the department is a government. So we started afresh and we did the same thing even with this one. So I think let's take the advice that we are going to, because we are taking a decision at this point, but we want this bill. So we are going to recommend to the speaker that we initiate this business.
What is the process moving forward? What is the timeline, the implications?
Yes.
I know intergovernmental relations are now strained and study group work and everything.
No, I'm saying that, I'm just saying that this is the recommendation to say we are going to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one is the recommendation. Then we are going to respond to the issue of timeline. Because we have agreed in our caucus, but let's make it now official that we are going to initiate.
Don't we change the minister?
No. That would be a contradiction.
That's fine.
Let's leave it. Let's follow the parliamentary procedure, the comment to the speaker. Then the speaker will follow the parliamentary process and then we'll take it from there. Another comment?
And then, Chairperson, the minister will come in once that procedure starts again.
Yes.
Because he will then have the option to come.
He can come. He can come to that issue. So you are moving to 37 Okay, can you give us the timeline, please?
Why I'm trying to suggest is that you might provide the committee with a written document indicating the steps that have to be taken. Because I think timelines are a little bit difficult. We're almost at the end of this quarter for the sitting as well. The only delay that the committee can't do much about is the fact that we can only request permission once the withdrawal is published in the government gazette. I will try and follow up to find out how quickly that happens. We are today Wednesday. If they publish it, if they give it tomorrow, it should be in next week gazette. But I don't think it will be that quick. So it can be next week and then maybe in the week after that gazette. Then the process is that, in short, the committee will request from assembly permission. Then you'll have to draft a bill, which you have already. That bill must then be published in the government gazette, and unfortunately we'll have to go through public consultation again. But that is the kind of process. So you're probably looking at
that.
Did you remember, this is now a new bill. When the committee introduced, it will be a new bill. It will get a new number. Everything will be new. So the process has to unfortunately start fresh. The only advantage is that the bill already is in existence. You don't have to do the drafting. And when it comes back to the committee, say for considering public comments that might have something to add, everything is done. So deliberation on the bill should not take much time from this committee. The only delay would be the fact we need to ask the National Assembly Commission. Once we have that permission, we can immediately publish the bill in the gazette for public comment. That is usually a 2 to 3 weeks.
No. Let me stop you. Now we have resisted. We have discussed. We are recommending to the office of the speaker. And we know that if we are requesting now, we know that the speaker is going to follow. Because this is our recommendation, we have deliberated. We have received the message now. The message is in our ears, it's clear. Now, this committee is recommending. We are going to write a letter to the speaker to say we have received this directive and we appreciate it. And the committee, we still believe that we need this bill. So we are requesting the mandate to initiate this bill. And then that we know that we will respect that the parliament is going to follow the processes. Why can't we do it out of this meeting? Write a letter to the speaker, and then the speaker's office will make all the procedures, and then the number the footnote, the chatting, and so on and so on and so on. You are the, you are being the, giving you that responsibility to ensure that this process should come out so that by end of this year we have finalized, because we're not going to take much time. We have done a lot of the groundwork. Then, but we follow the parliamentary process.
Chair, I just want to ask a technical point. Then what happens to the minister's bill in their process? What happens?
It's no longer. No, no. I'm going to rely on Jaya.
Okay.
It's no longer. Once he was through, the bill is no longer there.
Okay.
Even if that bill was rejected by the House. Mm. Now, I'm good on that one.
Okay.
And once that is rejecting the bill from the next year, so that bill, for instance, that is a idea, we rejected here in Parliament. So it's no longer there, gone. So whoever wants to bring it back, he can bring it back.
No,
even
it's actually a withdrawal. This one is withdrawal.
This one is withdrawal. So the minister has got no bill now.
Okay.
Because he withdrew his bill.
Okay.
So it's going to be our bill now. No.
Thank you.